USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage application volume is on the decline. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying it dropped almost 2% last week when compared to the week prior to that. The drop came as the interest rate for a 30-year mortgage was little changed. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum in New York City is commemorating the 81st anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. Museum President Susan Marinoff Zauser says Pearl Harbor became the proverbial example of losing the battle but winning the war.
Despite the shocking human toll and the great military impact, the recovery effort and the massive mobilization began almost immediately. And within just 2 years, the vast majority of the ships sunk or damaged that day at Pearl Harbor were salvaged, repaired, and refloated.
She says they look forward to seeing survivors share their stories. This is USA Radio News.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.